Now we have our second feature. This week, Robert Morgan of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust asks for help with data collection as swallows are in sharp decline.
The barn swallows are back, but for how long? There can be few birds, with the exception of the skylark or nightingale, that have captured the hearts of poets and naturalists quite like that of the swallow. One of England's harbingers of spring, it is often used as a symbol of a romanticised pastoral life. They are held in great affection by those with a connection to nature, and are one of the birds most likely to be recognised by those who don't, although sometimes mistaken for house martins or swifts. The UK's barn swallow can be told apart by its glossy blue-black and creamy white belly. There is a thick blue band across its breast, and the throat and forehead are a rich red colour. Swallows are aerial specialists that fly close to the ground, expertly zipping around grazing cows and the large shady oaks they lay under to chew the cud. It is their comparatively long wings and famous tail feather streamers that give swallows their great manoeuvrability. Our familiarity and possibly our fondness for swallows runs back into our ancient history, with their depiction being found among cave paintings. Originally, swallows would have predominantly nested in caves. They are instinctively comfortable with people around, and perhaps they were not only held in regard by us, but by our Neanderthal predecessors too. It is not hard to understand why their popularity continues, as they always choose to make their homes in close association with us, such as stable blocks, outhouses, and as their full title suggests, barns. The switch to using human-made structures likely stretches back to the earliest beginnings of civilization, and this fellowship is now firmly cemented. Most barns in Britain would have accommodated several swallow nests in years gone by, and their acceptance of our constant presence reflects a rare level of trust from wild birds. Few would break this trust, with even the most hardened farmhand happy to see them safely raise a family. Their habit of sitting on telegraph wires in their iridescent blue livery is an endearing sight, and their delightful merry twittering has been described as the soothing sound of a babbling brook. Just as endearing are the tireless and hurried dashes to feed hungry chicks in their little mud and straw cup nests, zooming inches from the heads of people walking across a farmyard or mucking out a stable. Swallows are summer visitors. Arriving back with us from southern Africa in late April, they stay until September, although it is not unusual for chicks to still be fledging in mid-September, and I have seen swallows deep into November and even in December. This led the 18th century naturalist Gilbert White to believe that young swallows did not migrate, but instead spent the winter in the thatch of roofs. There was even a belief that swallows spent the winter in the mud at the bottom of lakes, perhaps due to the pre-migration roosts forming in autumn at the sites of large stands of waterside reed. Their sudden, unseen and simultaneous departure at night added some credibility to the folklore. Any sailor during this period that regularly docked at Africa's Cape of Good Hope would have known where swallows spent the winter. Many ocean-faring mariners have swallow tattoos, symbolic representations of their journey, such as a safe return home. Vera Lynn's popular wartime hit, "There be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover," was a melancholic longing for the safe return of our troops from abroad. For centuries, the image of swallows has been used as a sign of home and love, often depicted carrying banners and motifs in their beaks. Despite our affection for the bluebird, swallows have been in sharp and continuous decline since wartime Britain. The usual issues affecting much of our wildlife are the cause, including habitat loss, a move away from mixed farming, a decline in flying insects, and less swallow-friendly agricultural buildings. Swallows, along with many other small migratory birds, are still being trapped in mist nets along the Mediterranean coast. More frequent and prolonged African droughts are seriously affecting the population too. Having good data and solid science behind these claims is essential for informing decision makers about environmental issues. So this summer, we are asking for help in recording nesting swallows in Norfolk. We are also asking for information on nest sites of house martins and swifts, All three species associated with human habitation are aerial in nature and are in serious decline. Help us spot nesting swallows, house martins and swifts. For more information, identification tips on the birds and details of how to recognise and retrieve their nests without disturbing them, visit norfolkwildlifetrust.org.uk/spotter survey. And I must apologise for my singing.
Thank you, Sarah.